Well, Iraq saw a burst of violence today, and not just in the areas where ISIS has control, but in the capital, Baghdad, and in the north. NPR's Alice Fordham joins us from Baghdad. And Alice, first tell us what exactly happened today.
Well, we saw a very nasty double suicide bombing in Baghdad at a crowded market. It reportedly killed 18 people, maybe even more. Unfortunately, bombings are still part of life here in the capital. We hear about one every few days at least, sometimes more. But this was an unusually large one for current days. Security experts think that the extremist groups who usually carry out these attacks are generally preoccupied with looking after the turf that they actually control these days, rather than focusing on big attacks. So something like this is unusual.
How does this compare to what things were like just a few years ago in Baghdad? What is life like in Baghdad these days?
Yeah, I mean, I guess you're sort of referring to the time about 2006, 2007, when we really had awful sectarian bloodletting in Baghdad, you know, hundreds of people being killed every day. And there was a time when we, last year, when people were really worried that those days might come back. But actually, there's a lot of effort that has been put into keeping Baghdad relatively stable. Security officials have told me that they put their highest ranking men, their most competent divisions on the streets here, which actually, as a digression, it's a point of disagreement with American advisors. They would like to get them into the ISIS-controlled areas. But here in Baghdad, even the militias that are aligned with the government haven't been accused of abuses, of sectarian abuses, in the same way that they have elsewhere. So it feels remarkably normal here. People go to work and they go to the shops and they go out for dinner and they go to parks in the evenings. In a way, it's become one of the calmer places in the country.
And what about in the north? This is the place that is probably the calmest place in the country, some of the Kurdish areas of Iraq. But today, some trouble there.
Exactly. Well, ISIS attacked Kirkuk today. Now, Kirkuk has seen a lot of fighting in recent months, but in general, the areas that ISIS controls are in the area around the city. The city itself is controlled by Iraqi Kurdish forces. So they came in from three directions. There was a big battle. They killed a very high-ranking officer. They have been pushed back now, but it was a blow to the Kurdish forces that hold it up there. And we also saw a big suicide bombing today in a town called Jalawla in Diyala province, which is an area that Iraqi officials announced earlier this week with some fanfare that they had liberated from ISIS. So that wasn't great for morale either.
So some more fighting there. Has there been a lot of fighting recently in the northern part of Iraq?
I think particularly around the city of Mosul, which, of course, ISIS holds. Though in recent weeks, I think it would be fair to say we've seen tactics shift slightly, perhaps more to those of an insurgency. You know, very slowly, Iraqi forces and allied militias with American help, with Iranian help, have taken back some turf. And ISIS generally aren't retaking it, but they're doing what look like hit-and-run missions, which have high death tolls. Typically, they are pushed back again, usually with the help of American airstrikes, which are happening pretty much every day, but it is kind of bleeding the forces that are trying to hold this crucial territory.
Alice, what does this tell you about where this is headed in the next few months in the battle against ISIS in Iraq?
Well, Americans in particular say that in their capacity as advisors to the Iraqi armed forces, they're pushing them to start offensives. Sometimes they talk about a Mosul offensive in the spring. Iraqi officials typically say that they need a bit more time, although one did say today that a fall offensive in Mosul might be a possibility. And certainly I can say anecdotally that in Baghdad, the fear is that if this big extremist group isn't focused on holding turf, on kind of governing areas, it could unleash a really mighty insurgency, and we could see more attacks in the capital and other areas like the ones that we've seen today.
That's NPR's Alice Fordham speaking with us from Baghdad. Alice, thank you.
Thanks for having me.